Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the Ed Talk Audio Collection to help you achieve a whole mind, body, and nutrition.
You may ask me, what's my talent? What are you a poet? You know, what are you? Are you a singer? Are you a writer? I always say just one thing. I'm an artist, right? I create. And the reason why I say I'm an artist is because I create from the realms of not simply here, but the universe, right? I believe that God speaks through me. I came up here with no intention of with a speech or like with poetry. I'm a poet. I'm a poet as well, but I got no speech or anything. But I wanted to start off with, I remember when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child and I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away all childish things. And that was the worst decision I made. Seriously. Remember when you was a kid? When I was a kid, I was born in Haiti. I wasn't that well off. I didn't have NASCARs like some of these kids here. And I certainly didn't have an iPhone. I had a box, it was a match and matches inside of it. And I would pretend that those matches were people, right? And that the box was the car, right? And I would like play them like stick figures. And that was the way of me playing as a kid. My creative side, right? What does that have to do with anything? When you're a kid, you're creative. Everything is just, wow, it's amazing, right? When you become an adult, everything is the opposite. Like, well, I got a 90 on my county exam today. Wasn't that excited, right? Imagine when you was a kid, you went home and you told your parents, Mom, I got an A. You know how exciting that was to you? That was the most amazing thing ever. So what happened? How did we lose all of this excitement? I mean, what happened? So here's how I see it. In life, there's always a series of ways to gain excitement. And it's always the constant seek to be better. You see, when I wake up in the morning, I think of this as, how can I get better today, right? I had no intention of coming here today. I just had an intention of, how can I be better today, right? I was at an event earlier. Well, one of the persons that I was performing, she said, I'm going to come to Dada. That's what it's called, right? I was like, when is that? I'm like, okay, I'm going to come too. So I followed her here. I'm like, I'm going to come here and I'm going to, you know, make it do what it do. This is making me better, right? Because I'm able to spread my knowledge, right? So here's my morning routine. I wake up every day at 4 a.m. and I believe that the first thing you do in the morning is test your will, right? Why? So the first thing you can do to test your will is wake up. It's hard to get up in the morning, isn't it? So the first thing you want to do is wake up, period. What I do is I run. I didn't want to run this morning. I went to sleep at 12, 4 hours of sleep. I was exhausted, but I was like, I'm going to get up no matter what. When you make the punk decision, which is what I call it, to not get up or press the snooze button two or twice, what you're saying to yourself is, well, you know, it's okay. You start settling, right? So I decide not to settle with my life. So I decide that my life is the one opportunity that I'm gonna have to create. Though I think not of as a child, I create as if there's limitless possibilities. When you was a kid, everything was possible, right? If I told you could go to the moon, that was legit possible to you. But hey, do you think you can go to the moon tomorrow? Right? Yeah. See, you gotta go to work. But here's the thing, do you really have to go to work or do you get to go to work? You see? I get to go to work. You say you have to pay your bills, but that's just a way of looking at it. A different perspective of that is I have all the luxuries and now I get to do my amends to keep those luxuries of living here in the United States of America. God bless America. And there are people without those luxuries, right? There are people without the shelter, without the AC, without the job. You know, I've been jobless many times. I got fired from 3 jobs this year. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I have a mobile personal training business. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not here for that, right? So when I in the beginning of the year, I was like, I want to get some jobs on the side to make things happen, because when you start up entrepreneur, it's pretty hard, right? But sometimes in life, your decisions have to be deterred by what you're supposed to do. So I was like, I'm gonna get some jobs, I'm gonna make it happen. So that was taken away from what I was doing, taken away from this, taken away from my videos, which inspires people. And I was like, I wanna get a job, but God said to me, listen, Ed, this is not for you. I have something for you to create, and I don't care if you're not gonna be able to pay your bills. You know, I don't care if you're not gonna, you know, if sometimes things are gonna be rough, it's gonna be rough, but you're gonna go through this. And out of this darkness, I'm gonna mold you into a diamond, right? And I see it happening every day. So now instead of like, how can I make money? I don't wake up like, how can I make money? I'm like, how can I become better? So that's why I have my show, right? I have a show, I interview people. And when they come on my show, they're making me better, right? They're not only making me better, but they're introducing me to the right people. So why am I rambling? I just wanted to know a little bit about boring myself before I can leave you with anything. And if it's the one thing I could live with you is, think like an adult, but dream like a kid, right? And as a kid, I would tell my mother this one thing. Mom, you make too big of a deal of this little deal, right? I just didn't clean my room. Why are you making such a big deal of this? You know, like, damn it, mom. So, but now, I'm like, I understand why she was like that. But what I realized was, the biggest deal that you have in life is you. And it's just the constant yearn to be better. How can you like wake up tomorrow and say, I've improved this little much, you know? And like this speech right here is not like written, guys. To be honest, I was sitting down this whole time. I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? So I'm like, oh, shit. But I realized that I wake up and I talk about this. I go to sleep, I talk about it. I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to dream about my dream. And I'm going to make sure that's the only thing that's on my mind. My bills don't rule me. I live by my mission in life. What's your mission in life? My mission in life is to inspire, motivate, and uplift people to live a whole mind, body, and nutrition. And whatever I must do to accomplish that, whether it be going to these open mics, whether it be shooting my show, whether it be reading books and waking up at 4 a.m. and running and, you know, being broke and eating dirt, I will do it because that's what I want to do. And as a kid, I dream and I continue to dream big, and I urge you all to dream big with what you got and make it happen. Thank you guys for listening.